Let's see. Hey guys, welcome to the Frickin' Frack Show. This is actually going to be kind of a little different than what we're normally accustomed to. This weekend, our boy, our friend, our co-host, and our most loyal, I don't even know what you say, but he is actually in the Bahamas chilling with all the mamas. And he is having an amazing well-needed vacation away from all the craziness right now. So this weekend we actually have our best friend here, Mr. Charlton Tregel. Not like you can't find him, so we actually had a pretty awesome weekend. He and I actually went to a Comic-Con called Fan Expo in New Orleans. It was, as you guys can kind of see, formerly Wizard World, and now it's Fan Expo. So we're actually going to be talking a little bit about the whole experience and about what Comic-Cons mean to us, and kind of give you guys a little bit of a rundown of what goes on when you're actually over there. So let's welcome Charlton.
Thank you for having me, man. I think the phrase you were looking for your man, Matt, was partner in crime or partner in slime.
I was actually going to say aphrodite, but I was like, no. And then I said confidant, and maybe that was confidant. I don't know what the word was, but I do know it was not those words. But yeah, partner in crime is good too. But then you're kind of admitting that you're actually or you committed a crime of some kind of way. So we don't use those words on this show.
Very true.
So we actually went to Fan Expo New Orleans. But before we talk about that, let's talk about our experiences of like our first convention ever, man. What exactly was your first convention? And just tell us a little bit about your experience.
My very first convention was actually in this building that we went to. It was with my dad, and he's like, "Hey, you know, you're out of college now. Let's go check out one of these. You're a man. Let's have some father-son time going to the Comic-Con. We'll, you know, go see some
girls,
some dressed up folks, and you know, some panels, and go out for a bite to eat halfway. We walked, by the way, to the nearest bar, so we didn't have to, you know, do like we do and starve ourselves every time we go.
That's true. We literally starve ourselves. We do not eat until we leave, and who knows when that was going to be.
And it's so painful. Like, I can't even explain how pain, especially for me, like, I got to eat. But, yeah, man. So, you know, first time was with my dad, and got to attend the Civil War panel, Captain America Civil War.
Did you choose a side?
Did I choose a side? I think it was Captain America.
me too.
I won't get into the deets because it can, well, you know.
It's been only about 7 years, so, you know, we don't know if everyone has seen the movie yet.
maybe not. You might have some kids out there is like, "Hey, I want to start watching MCU films," and
but now I don't because Charlton ruined it for me, basically.
Yeah, then let's see, what else did I do that day? I went and we had the Gotham panel with guy that plays Commissioner Gordon. I forget his name, but it was best panel of the day in my opinion.
Me too.
Yeah, you were there. I was there, huh? Yeah, you were.
I don't remember much because I was like right after my accident, I think. I mean, it's been a while, but I don't remember going there, but I remember that. I remember like people freaking out about Anthony Mackie and different things, and
right.
But I don't remember it quite well. But okay, go ahead.
No, I mean, I don't know, like I had always mentioned before, I never really went up and talked to celebrities until we started hanging out again, because I didn't want to meet a celebrity and be like, "Oh, they're mean," or, "Oh, they're really nice." But you know, I could have missed out on that opportunity and met someone, a celebrity that was really nice, but I didn't want to risk it, but I don't know, kind of just people watching, like we mentioned on the previous episode, was kind of my thing. And maybe buying a souvenir every now and then. I think after that, I've been going to a con. Every con that I've been to has been with you. So
yeah, pretty much every year too. Multiple per year. And you know, Comic Con's are great, man. Comic Con's are great for you know, people who like to people watch like you. You know, people who love celebrities, people who love pop culture, people who love animation, anything relevant. You're gonna see celebrities. You're gonna see merchandise. You're going to see all kind of different things every year at these conventions. And you know, my first convention was probably in Houston at Comic Palooza, and there was like 50-60 guests there. It was the most insane thing I've ever been to in my life. Even out of all the conventions now, I would say it's still the top number one. Because they had, you know, members of Backstreet Boys, members of NSYNC, members, I'm talking about 90s, the entire Alien cast. Like,
yeah, what we're all about here on the freaking Frack Show.
Exactly. So like, you know, like, but we had, you know, everything 90s and early 2000s, all in one room together. And that's one of the coolest things ever. I remember my first celebrity I ever met was definitely AJ from the Backstreet Boys. I had met a lot of them. Member 98 Degrees, and I met Bill Paxton. Bill Paxton. Rest his soul. But I think he died.
He had complications of heart surgery.
Heart surgery, right? Yeah. Yep. You know, I met him like, I'm going to say 6-7 years ago at the convention, and that was bizarre. Like, you know, it's Bill Paxton, you know, and Sigourney Weaver was there too, but I didn't freak out as much. But Bill Paxton, you know, just he's the man and all. And but yeah, guys, you know, comic conventions are, you know, amazing. And I know we didn't talk about this yet, but like buying comics is another big thing. There's a lot of collectors who go out and you have these, you know, all these crazy amounts of, you know, stacks of comics, and, you know, you have to fiddle through and find everything you're looking for. And it makes it really fun searching, but I'm not a comic collector, and thankfully I'm not, but like my friend Jacob in Texas, he is, and I have another friend of mine who also buys a lot, and he lives in, I think, Pasadena. But he has like storage units. He actually has rented for his comics. I've never been there. I don't ever want to go to his storage unit because, like he says, you open it up and it's just boxes and boxes, and it's all climate controlled. And it's, you know, his wife says he's not allowed to have them in the house. So, but he's got like two next to each other, he told me. And that was a couple years ago, so he might have expanded that, you know. Comic-Cons are just for everybody, you know. For those who are wondering, old, young, not born yet, you know, just everybody can just have a great time. And there's panels where, like Charlton said, he went to a Captain America Civil War one. So you get all the cast on the stage, and they take your questions, and it's definitely a lot of fun. It's an experience, especially if you want to meet somebody. That is your chance. You know, there has been some cons in the past where they say he's not meeting anybody for free, you know, but normally, after the panels are done, or when they're not doing anything, they'll be in the back spread out with a bunch of tables, and you can actually walk up to them, have a conversation with these different individuals. And it's so cool because Charlton and I had we had done a couple of those. One of the last cons we went to, we met a couple Power Rangers and had some amazing conversations with them.
Definitely.
You know, and I met quite a few of them. But now, I don't know, since starting this show, I feel differently about meeting celebrities. And, you know, I still have that that fangirl moment, I guess you can say, for some. But I just feel like since we do this show, it's like, you know, I've mellowed out on that.
Right, right.
You know, but no, it's just really, really cool being able to meet the people you love. And someone like Bill Paxton, you've watched your entire life in so many movies. And it's just amazing, especially like the cosplayers, which cosplay is where people dress up as their favorite people, like Captain America, like the warriors. You know, so Charlton decided to, he's not cosplaying as a Terminator. He's cosplaying as the Warriors. He's got a Warriors jacket. A lot of compliments happened this weekend because of that. A lot of people thought he made it. He made it, and he went along.
You just lie. You just totally lied. You'd be like, I definitely spent hours and hours making this awesome vest. I totally didn't buy it off of eBay at all for $66.
And that's right, nope. Folks. For $66, you can get it right now. But you know, it's cool though, man. I cosplayed as a Frack from the freaking Frack show. I had my I had this beanie on. I didn't bring my hat like I usually do, but
you should definitely cosplay it as your bobblehead and wore jeans.
I really should have, man. I could have walked around with it like in my hand the whole time.
Yeah, be like, it's me, guys.
they say, oh, by the way, it dropped and it broke, so I glued it. you can't tell. But yeah, this is me, guys. It kind of looks like me. It looks like it's melting for some reason. but yeah, man. So what was some of the coolest moments of like the previous cons you've ever been to?
Definitely. I mean, you know, we had mentioned it with Jerry, had to be talking Taekwondo with Austin St. John. Yeah. I definitely feel like, you know, you kind of broke me out of that show, because I do go up to talk to people, but I don't really feel like I did that with celebrities, because I had that kind of fear that, you know, oh, what if they're just kind of jerky? Yeah, what if they don't like me, you know? Yeah. But yeah, I mean, now you just got to throw yourself out there and hope for the best. And if it isn't the best, then
yeah,
you're like, okay, like I tried, you know, so just go in there with a positive attitude and just do your thing and be yourself. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was going to say most definitely, man. I mean, you know, in the past, I've had some bad encounters. I've actually paid a lot of money, which is honestly the reason why I don't pay for pick photos anymore. I had 3 bad experiences at a convention previously, not in New Orleans. You know, it's just something about New Orleans. Everybody's cool with each other. But in Houston, I had a really rough experience where my girlfriend and I were mistreated by this group of celebrities. And I'll never forget that, you know, but overall, in the past, and especially Fan Expo, everything, I haven't really had any issues. Everyone has just been so, so nice, and everyone's just happy to be there. You know, especially in a time that we're living in now, people are just so happy to be around others. Definitely. And, you know, it's just it's a beautiful thing going to these things, man. But yeah, I mean, you know, one of my favorite moments is probably meeting AJ from the Backstreet Boys. One of my top favorite ever moments is that, because we had kind of talked for like almost 20 minutes at least. And I was like, man, all I did was pay $30 for a selfie, and you want to actually have a conversation with me. You know, it's like, this is actually really, really cool. And yeah. Got to fangirl for about 20 minutes or so. And that one, I can barely recall any. I mean, I can recall some things, but I was such in a daze. And then I met Chris Kirkpatrick right after from NSYNC, which we've actually had on this show a couple months ago as well. You know, I remember my buddy Paul, you know, he's like, he just walks up, we've been looking for you everywhere. You're talking to some Backstreet Boy, you know, guys from like NSYNC, you know. But those are like the fondest things. And also, you know, I don't have them here, but a lot of merchandise that I bought, like posters and some beautiful artwork from the vendors, which is another thing. The vendors are amazing. Every convention we go to, it's always someone different. They sell some of the coolest merchandise. But I had bought like a Batman and a Superman for my wall. It's still not put up 4 years later, but it was put up once. But we did some renovations for the theater room, so it'll be put up later. But yeah, a lot of good, really good times, man. You know, and like I said, you know, bringing friends and having groups or whatever with you is just, it makes the experience like everlasting and just a lot of fun, you know?
Right. It's like going to the bar. Don't go by yourself. Go with some friends.
That's true. That's actually really, really true. I mean, I don't know if I've ever done anything like that, but I wouldn't, I wouldn't want to. I mean, I don't like going to a lot of, I don't like going to even concerts by myself. I remember I used to go to concerts and I would just leave because I was like, it's boring by yourself, you know?
There's nobody to hang on and be excited with.
And these strangers don't want you hanging with them. And it's right. Like, oh, come on, please.
Who's this guy?
But yeah, man, you know, Comic-Cons are a lot of fun. Let's kind of dive into like the aspect of just a couple different things. So
absolutely.
Right here is where the big old state, the main stage was, where they had different panels, like William Shatner, Anthony Mackie, who else?
Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, the Sons of Anarchy trio, Clerks. Ron Perlman, Clerks. Yep. Which is amazing. Amazing to see Clerks. The trio being there was incredible. Let me see. So basically let's talk about just kind of give a walkthrough. So we arrived, we parked the car. Amazing because, you know, the parking wasn't that far. It was just around the block.
Right.
We got in. I want to first applaud Fan Expo for this part too. The check-in process was so easy versus a lot of previous ones that I've done. And I even worked that as well as media. This one, you just walk up to the booth. It's not whenever you walk in, you have to walk into a separate room and there's no lines. You say your name. You know, you say the Frickin' Frack Show. They give you two badges and then you go, you just walk in. You just walk into the con. Yep. Yeah, that was really, really good because I remember a couple cons, the whole check-in process, it was right when you walked in and there was long lines and everything. Cause people, you know, I mean, hundreds and thousands of people are trying to check in. And, this was just smooth as butter, man. You know, and the lady was super, super nice. She was like, are you guys coming to interview celebrities? And we were like, yeah. And, I said, and spend a lot of money.
Spend some money.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about some of the things we got over there, I'm sure. You know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll definitely do that. But yeah. So after that, guys, we're allowed to just walk into the con. We have our little press badges, which is right over here. Look at that, press. Which I love. I love the design of this thing because it's got Freddy Krueger, it's got Star Wars, Wolverine, Spider-Man, and I'm gonna guess Wonder Woman. I mean, I'd say a cowboy, but it's probably Wonder Woman because superheroes, right?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, Wonder Woman, Spider-Man. Yeah.
But yeah, so we just walk in and then we're kind of presented with a lot of booths everywhere from one end to, of the room to the other, and aisles and aisles and aisles of vendors. And you just go about and do whatever you want. They give you a schedule and it says what time the panels are, what time are the activities. It's really, really cool. So we just walked around for a very long time and we ended up just having a blast doing that and just looking at different vendors and buying different items. you know, and also just being able to like see the people walking around, just really enjoying it. Kids, you know, grown adults, even just super, super happy about the experience, you know?
Oh yeah. Vendors galore. You want, you know, figures to buy, you want some prints and posters. I found this guy. I saw him a couple of times. Got my very own Freddy Krueger Lego.
With the Wolverine claw.
With the Wolverine claw. It does not have four claws like Freddy should, but that's okay. You know, because this is custom made and it's special and it's amazing.
Yes. And I don't know if you can pop the head off, but I wouldn't try it.
Let's see if I can.
Yeah, let's see, man. Okay.
Yes, well, I can.
That's why it's a Lego, because it's fully customizable, man.
And I can pop the hat off too.
That's pretty cool, man.
Yes. I loved it. It was great.
And it was what, $5?
$5. Definitely gonna get maybe a Michael. I'm trying to hunt up a Michael Myers one for next time. He wasn't there at this one, but I'll find him maybe at the Houston one, or maybe one of the guys in New Orleans will have it, just like that he had that one. So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much that they don't have at these conventions, which is really cool, you know. And with the vendors, you know, I think they do a pretty good job in making things diverse and just offering different things. But man, you got to be careful. Sometimes you walk in there and you walk out broke.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, you know, that was only five, but then we got to meet some of the Rangers and picked up my very own reversible Red Ranger with the dragon shield.
That looks pretty sick.
And it was pretty awesome. It was 25, but you know, yeah. I mean,
holographic, and
might have helped y'all pull in a new guest on the show from Miss Karen Ashley. So shout out to her
for that. Shout out to Miss Karen. By the way, we can definitely talk about those lovely ladies. I'm going to call them lovely because
they were great.
They were amazing. We had Nakia, who was a Yellow Ranger, and we had Miss Karen, who was also a Yellow Ranger, and sitting in a vendor, like, you know, they were there to promote the Ranger Stop convention, which is happening in June in Atlanta, and a lot of Rangers are going to it. A lot of different people are going to it. I'm probably going to go to it because June's pretty clear right now, but those ladies were absolutely lovely to just speak to. We stopped a couple of different times for both days and everything, but they were just lovely.
Yeah, they were really two great people. We got to learn a little something about Power Ranger actor royalties with the lightning figures. I was surprised because, you know, they have the little head models of, and it's their likeness, so you would figure.
It's interesting what you know, even like back then, or, you know, contracts and everything, because, you know, contracts, especially when people are so young, there are a lot of things overlooked and a lot of deals that were made to where it was like, yeah, this is a good deal, and then 20 years later they find out, well, because you signed this and that, you dotted that T, well, this is the result, you know. Right. But I just thought it was the coolest thing ever for them to be vendors, just to be able to speak to them and you know, get to know them a little more too, was really, really a special moment for this convention. I know we didn't talk about the moments for this convention, but this would be my number one, is being able to meet them and speak to them. And they are just wonderful, wonderful people to talk to. And we definitely hope to get them on the show for sure.
Definitely. And I'll be watching. And yeah, for me, for this convention particularly, this had to be my number one, just being able to meet both of them and checking out all their stuff. And, you know, hearing their story. I mean, everybody's got a story, and it's unique compared to everybody else. So, you know, you just never know.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I was watching Power Rangers last night. I decided to start on Mighty Morphin again. So I'm restarting. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's been years, man. It's really been years, but I restarted it last night, and I'm going to watch all that and then going to watch everything in order until I can't watch anymore. But
you got 145 episodes, sir.
That's right. I'm on episode 4 right now, so doing pretty swell.
And then you got to compare and contrast with the Koryu Sentai Jiraiya, the Japanese footage for Sentai of Mighty Morphin.
You know, I'm still trying to understand that, but we're gonna definitely have to break that down again, because yeah, it's really a lot to like fathom and understand. But
I love talking Jiraiya, dude. It's awesome.
Well, I'm definitely going to watch everything soon. I figured you'd start with Mighty Morphin because that's what I grew up with, and Zeo and Turbo and Lightspeed Rescue, Lost in Galaxy, you know, different things. But the cool thing is like meeting these ladies, you know, it was like, you know, I had told Karen, you know, I said, you know, you guys were everything of my childhood, you know? And it's really, really true, because, you know, I watched Mighty Morphin a lot, but I also watched Power Rangers Turbo, like the movie, especially over and over as a kid, and with those little bitty creatures, and, you know.
Larigo,
yeah. Larigo. but that's the one that I remember Justin not understanding how he grew like 6 feet.
I can explain that. So you had a show called Gosei Sentai Dai Ranger. Ooh. And the reason why Tommy as the White Ranger was acting all energized and hyper was because his in the Japanese show, he was actually the little kid named Ko who would transform into the adult-sized White Ranger. So he was just a wacky, you know, kind of immature little kid. So they took that idea from Dai Ranger, and they translated it into Turbo, but everybody in America hated it.
I don't remember at that time, but I did some research a little while ago, and yes, that is the truth. Everybody pretty much hated it, you know. But you know, shout out to the Blue Ranger. You know, he's old Justin. I forgot his real name, but he's really, really cool too.
I forget. Oh, and the sword is named, it's not Saba in Dai Ranger, it's Byakko.
Of course, because why would it be called something in English? Well, that's cool, man. That's cool. We definitely had a great time with the girls, and definitely hope to get them on the show one day. That would be amazing. So let's talk about another thing, man. Let's talk about like the cosplay, man. We had people, you know, who dress up as Kate Bishop. You didn't see it yet, Charlton, but this is from Hawkeye.
I saw the pilot, so I know what she was going for there.
Okay, well, that's good. Then you had this from, what is it, from Spaceballs?
That is Barf.
Barf, yeah. Yep. And the Wookiee.
Chewbacca,
yeah. You know, so what was some of your favorite cosplay people that you got to see besides this guy?
Besides you, as yourself, as Frack.
Yeah.
I have to say the one that stuck out for me that like I just kept seeing him every corner I turned was the guy as Inspector Gadget.
Me too.
That was he stuck out for me. And then we saw so many. I can't pull one off the top of my head besides him, you know. Just
the Inspector Gadget guy was insane. He was always in character, never broke character. You know, he was like, go gadget, extender gun, and he just shoot out things, and he was on like stilts and everything. Right. I don't know what you call
springy,
those things.
Springy. It wasn't like full blown stilts, it was almost like the spring feet where it was like it was pushed down like that.
Yeah, if that it looked makes like sense. It hurt. I'll tell you another good one though, man. The Mandalorian.
That's true. I forgot. I totally.
Mandalorian.
Forgot.
That was really, really cool to see. A lot of people were stopping him to take photos, and I mean that it's so simple but so great. You know?
Right. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I would say The Mandalorian and Inspector Gadget were definitely some of my favorites. And also the Spider-Man who had like a ripped up suit. You know, at first I was like, oh, he must have, you know, torn it when he was putting it on. And then I was like, oh, wait, this is like Spider-Man.
Like when he fought the lizard.
Yep, the lizard.
In the comic. Well, yeah, in the comic is... mask and is like all right here is all shredded up because he just got clawed, I guess, you know,
which I think Toby had done like this scene where he's grabbing like that, and that was in the sand with Sandman in the movie.
It was ripped up here
and there and everything. That was kind of cool to see because you always see Spider-Man in the at conventions, and it's always a clean Spider-Man suit, and this one just had a bunch of holes in it. And then again, he might have put it on and it ripped up too, so you know.
Hey, he played it off and it totally worked. It fooled us, so
it did, because
all that matters.
3 days later we're still wondering.
Oh yeah.
So let's talk about some vendors, man. We have some vendors here. This is really cool. This is really neat. Definitely should have bought something from this guy, because those who don't know, we actually had what do you call this monster again?
Oh, the Art the Clown.
Art the Clown. We actually had the actor on a friend of ours, Bam the Pod. We actually got David, who plays Art the Clown, onto that show, and we did a big interview with them. But man, I should have actually inquired. I kind of feel bad that I didn't inquire about it, because that's unique. But then again, Vicky wouldn't let me have that in the house. So.
They had life-size Chucky dolls, like not like the ones that you buy at Spencer's. They were, you know, up to my hip or like just below my hip or something like that. I'm, you know, 6'3", so.
Yeah, I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't be able to bring that in here. I can pretty much do whatever I want, but to have those kind of things in the house, probably not. Probably not. But vendors, man, you know, there was some cool vendors. They had a guy selling movies.
movies.
Movies of anything and everything, including Hawkeye Season 1 and Mandalorian, and interesting and questionable. But he had a really great selection, and they had, you know, like Charlton said, they had a guy, a couple of people selling Legos, and what else did they have, man?
Oh, you know, they had some artwork. They had, you know, you want to get your tattoo over there, they have a tattoo parlor. I mean, go figure.
They just, you know, branded on you.
We you got some fudge. They had a different theme.
I did
fudge,
and I didn't eat it.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I know that's gonna be super sugary, but
I ate a little bit, but it's in the fridge, and I'm back on keto now, so yeah. So no more of that.
Definitely, yeah. No, I mean, we actually saw. I pointed out that. Saw one of the Godzilla Wars figures from the 90s that I used to get at. I used to get those at Big Lots when I was a kid.
Oh, wow.
I absolutely loved them. That was before I would just throw the boxes away, but I still have mine back in Morgan City. I have the Biollante, the Gigan, the Godzilla, the Space Godzilla.
Oh, man.
Anguirus. I'm missing Rodan. I think that was the only one that I was missing.
$500.
Dude, probably it's a couple hundred, maybe 200 at least. Got to be, you know.
Which, that's another thing we can kind of mention, is it can get expensive when it comes down to finding certain things that are hard to find nowadays, especially the you know, you'll come across at Comic-Con, you'll come across a lot of like 20-year-old action figures still in their box that are completely yellowing.
Yep.
Like, it's amazing, but because of how, like, you know, never unbox, never open, I guess you can call it mint condition, but not really. You know,
mint condition with age.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow. With That's age. Actually really That's really well done. That's really well done, actually.
it's not fresh out the factory, but it's never been opened, yeah. So mint condition with age.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. But, you know, it's really, really cool when it comes down to, like, you know, finding different things. And I know there was a, you know, usually you see a lot of, like, lightsabers, but this year there wasn't anyone selling, like, lightsabers. There was a swordsman there who was selling a lot of, like, Kingdom Hearts and Lord of the Rings blades and different things like that. But this is the first year that I didn't see, actually, even in the crowd, the cosplayers, I didn't see anybody carrying a lightsaber.
I did not see one guy dressed as Deadpool with the zip ties. You know, like yes. I always see the guys with the zip ties, and they're like, so that he can't take his swords out, because I guess you can't, you know, they don't want you to think about stabbing someone.
That's true, because if you if you think about it, you've already done it. So
maybe.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there was really cool vendors. Another vendor's type was you know, the artist. There's a lot of people who do commission art, where they would draw you, or, you know, you would give them a picture, or you would show them what to draw, and they'd say, okay, come back in 20 minutes, come back in an hour, and I'll have it done for you. And they'll actually give you a drawing of what you paid for, which is really, really cool. There's also another type of vendor. It's a lot of people who wrote comic books, and a lot of people who wrote novels and stories. Those people are really, really cool to talk to, because they happily tell you everything about the book when it comes down to what it's about, you know, what made them want to draw it, or write it. But, yeah, those kind of people are really cool. You know, I talked to somebody Friday, and he wrote a book that was about a person. And I don't remember the rest, but it was really cool.
something really awesome that I just can't remember.
It's definitely all the time. I was on my feet too much that day with the drive, and I was like, I hope I remember this. And I don't right now, but if he's listening, I totally dug it.
Right. Yeah, definitely support your up and coming comic book artists, writers. You know, you all got to start somewhere. So might have the next Marvel thing, or be the next George Lucas. You never know.
And that's happened to quite a lot of people in their life. You know, we always hear about how I was reading today about Gina Davis, who is an actress. You would probably remember her from Stuart Little, the mother.
Yes.
Stuart
Little. Okay.
So she said when she was 33 years old, she had an actor who was 20 years older than her, who told her he didn't want to do a scene with her because she was too old. You know, and this is when Gina Davis, you know, this was in 94 or so, 92 or 94. She wasn't who she is today in Hollywood. Now everybody knows who Gina Davis is, but so it's amazing, you know, that artist, that that writer, that novelist that you pass up in that aisle and don't speak to, could be the next George Lucas. It could be the next Russo brothers, but maybe just one, because he's just one person. but yeah, man, it's, you know, it's really cool talking to those people. I seriously, you know, I know we talked to a couple of different vendors, and I said, you know, how are you guys doing? And, you know, and they just love being there. They love being there. They just love seeing the costumes and just conversating with people who are just like them. You know, you don't have to be a geek to enjoy these things. And that's the beauty of it. You know, the vendors are, I think, more into people watching than they are selling their merch and different things, because you meet so many people, your network is so, the range is so high over there. And, you know, same thing with us and everything, just me wearing the shirt and, you know, handing out cards. And, you know, I wanted to throw my cards in the air at one time, but I was like, no, I'm going to pick them up. So
52 pickup.
But yeah, man, you know, vendors and everything are awesome. definitely a highlight always for me. Usually my number one thing about cons is which vendors are going or what kind of vendors. And that's how I usually say, okay, I'm there, or nope, I'm not going. But usually all the time, no matter what, I'm going, because right. even if I look at the list, I get there and I'm like, I didn't see them on the list, but I just spent $1,000 at this vendor.
Yeah, for me, I mean, I definitely want to try to pick up things that I know either won't be in stores or they just are just very special. I think the last print I did get was I got a previous another Power Rangers print, guys.
That's like, right. You know, I got wasn't it the White Ranger?
White Ranger, Green Ranger. It was split in half. It was pretty cool.
And that was like what, $10, $15?
$15. Can't go wrong with that.
You really can't, man. You can buy some expensive things, but a lot of things are reasonable. You can get keychains, 2 for $5, 3 for $6 or $10. Stickers, 6 for $10. You know, there's all kind of different things at these conventions that you can get. And not everything is hundreds of dollars. I understand a lot of things have to be that because of the, let's say it's out of print, the rarity of this, these action figures, right. But like the whole event is affordable. I think the weekend, if I'm not mistaken, it was like $75 or something for the whole weekend. It might have been up to $100 maybe, but I don't think it was. It might have been $80 something after the fees, but for an entire weekend of Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to go to this thing, walk around, be with your friends, it's really a cheap weekend. It's really cheaper than most things, cheaper than a concert ticket even.
Right. Yeah, and you get to, if you're worried about not being in crowd, being in crowds with the concerts, you can just, go to something, crowds start to pick up in one booth, you just walk away and go back, and if not, then you get your little thing real quick, stand away, and you're good. I mean, yeah.
And you're never really trapped anywhere. You have free will there to go anywhere you want to go. Another thing I wanted to talk about was when it comes down to the cosplayer groups. So we had taken a turn inside, and we came across these different groups. They had the Louisiana Ghostbusters with the vehicle, with the everybody dressed up as Ghostbusters. It was a group that's been, if you guys live in Louisiana, went to a convention, they're always at these conventions. Really cool because they built their proton or whatever packs and everything. And, you had different things like that. And that's kind of really cool to see that as fans of the movies. It's really cool how they doing that kind of stuff brings it back for us,
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got your little compliment on your Ghostbusters backpack.
I know you were so mad because you thought the compliment was for you.
I thought it was for me. I was like, oh, shucks.
Yeah, so weird, man. I was like, and I almost thought about it. I almost wanted to open my shirt and be like, do you mean this? And it would have been the freaking Frack Show shirt. But she probably would have been very confused at that point. So I just said, oh, thank you so much. And she's like, I really like your Ghostbusters backpack. I like your backpack or whatever. And I was like, I bring my Ghostbusters pack backpack every convention pretty much. And I never can remember that I have that I'm wearing it,
Right.
It's really cool, man. It's really cool going to these conventions. It's just a really all around good time. The best part about it is just being able to get away for even just a couple hours and, being in the great Louisiana city, New Orleans, and everybody's going to these things all for a single cause. And it's just to have a good time to get away from everything. And it's definitely been was such a great weekend,
Oh yeah. It was a blast. I'm so glad we got to, hang out again. I'm a little ways away, but I made the trip down and, just We went to New Orleans, had a great time. It was awesome.
Yeah, man. It was definitely a lot of fun. And, you know, I know Matt can't be here with us because we live like 1,200, 1,600 miles away. We live pretty far from each other, or Matt and I. But, like, it's good that you're able to step up and kind of help me with this because it definitely wouldn't have been as easy as it was with just me doing, you know, everything at the convention at least. And, but, yeah. You know, just wanting to, you know, have these kind of weekends with friends and everything. It's just a breather in a lot of ways. And I'm just, you know, I'm really thankful for Fan Expo for allowing us to be the media and just be a part of this and everything that we've done. And, you know, we were so happy to promote this show and to get, you know, people there. And what's really cool is a lot of people added our Instagram and Facebook and said, hey, I saw you walking around, or hey, I saw you. And I was like, oh, that's cool. You know,
that's awesome.
You know, but hashtags help when it comes down to people finding us, because they type in Fan Expo and we're like, you know, Fan Expo is a second result. We're the first. It's so weird. But
right.
Yeah, we want to give a huge shout out to Fan Expo. We want to give a huge shout out to Mr. Jerry. Mr. Jerry came on this show to kind of talk about what's the show going to consist of. And just very, very cool telling his story and his experience with Wizard World and now what's Fan Expo New Orleans. But a big shout out to them for just, you know, giving us the chance and giving us the time of our life, pretty much, you know.
Definitely.
You know, that was about it when it comes down to the Comic Con. But, like, you know, after that, we went to go get some good old – we went to go to a place called advertised as the best 12-ounce hamburger and cheeseburger. As you guys know, I'm a big foodie, so anytime someone says the best, I'm there.
The bar was set, but –
the bar was set very high, like taller than this camera angle.
Taller than me.
Yes, definitely. And let's just say it, I don't have a picture. It's on my phone, but it was definitely the most disappointing burger of all time. And a lot of ways, not just one. Basically, we didn't get them how we wanted them cooked. So they were very much mooing all in the bread, and the French fries were about 2 days old, I guess, you know.
They were concession football fries.
Ooh, man, and not even hot, just, you know,
yeah, no.
About 2 days old sitting there on a counter maybe. But, you know, but besides that part, we had an absolute blast that day. You know, we're definitely looking forward to the next one. There's always going to be a lot of cons that we attend, and from here to Houston, and maybe one day we'll expand, you know, to Dallas or something, because you don't live, it's pretty much the same distance from Shreveport to Houston to Dallas. I think it's like 4 hours. Right?
Yeah, I think it is 4 hours.
I mean, you know, when Dallas has the even bigger cons, but I mean, you know, truthfully, I think this year, later on this year, we'll go to quite a few different cons, but I'm looking forward to just being at a con in general, whether it's a small con, which I know I'm going to a small con soon, but the smaller ones, man, look, the smaller ones, I'll tell you, they always blow me away because they have video games, they have different things, and it's like, you know, even the bigger ones usually don't have those kind of things anymore. But it all depends on the vendors who go, you know.
Definitely, definitely.
But yeah, it's definitely a lot of fun. I want to encourage each and every one of you guys to go out there and just give a con a chance. You know,
even if you go for a Saturday, just test it out for your Saturday, and then, you know, you might end up liking it and want to go all 3 days. You never know.
Yeah, so. I mean, that's the thing. Even one day is usually good, but sometimes you just want to take a whole weekend just to walk around, just to kind of see the sights and see the people. And especially if you go on the programming and you see a lot of different things. Like I remember Friday they had the guy from The Boys, his panel, and then Saturday, and they had a bunch of other ones as well. But for me, for Saturday, they had like four or five different panels. Then Sunday they had like Anthony Mackie's, and it was like, you know, I just wanted to go all 3 days, you know? The panels are so much fun too, because you can do a Q&A with the celebrities, and you can just stand up and grab a microphone and ask them whatever you want to ask. You know, really, really cool. It's like being on this show all over again, you know?
Oh, yeah.
All right, man. Well, this is where we're going to end the segment.
Okay.
I want to thank you very much for being on this show and for filling in for Matt.
It's my absolute pleasure. I mean, you know, I love coming on here, whether it's just you and me or the three of us. I mean, I love it. Or three of us and a guest. I mean, it's great. Yeah. So.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, man. And we're definitely we'll have you back soon enough. I know that. The next person who's going to be up here is a very, very tan Matthew Taylor. I expect Matt to be tan, but if he isn't, you know, I won't be disappointed, but truthfully, I probably will, because anybody who goes to Bahamas should probably be very tan, I'd imagine, you know.
Yeah, I think the next potential con that we have going on is the Shreveport-Bossier one, maybe.
Yeah, so Shreveport-Bossier one is in February. It's like the 20th, you said?
Yeah, weekend of the 18th to the 20th.
So those who are in that area, definitely check out the Shreveport. What is it called? CDC or?
BCS, Bossier City Shreveport Comic-Con, BCS.
Okay, well, there you go, folks. Definitely, if you're in the area, type that on Facebook. Find them on Facebook, Adam, and check them out. They have some cool people. They have Walter Jones going, don't they?
Let's see. You got Walter Jones, who played Zach on Mighty Morphin. You have Austin St. John, my man, who played Jason on Mighty Morphin. You have Miss Judith Hogue, who played April O'Neil in the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
Halloween Town.
I am Marnie's mom on Halloween Town. So yeah, you're one of those guys, those people like us, grew up with that. Definitely check her out. You have Michael Biehn. Is that how you say his name? Biehn,
yep.
He plays Kyle Reese on the original Terminator. And if you didn't know, he plays Kyle Reese on the extended cut of Terminator 2.
That is true.
It took me a while to figure that out. Yeah.
Sure is, man. You also have the wrestler Sting.
Yeah, and the wrestler Sting. I mean, Saturday only. So remember that.
So just go all days, which, you know, that's going to be a smaller con, and that is probably going to be an amazing convention. Like I said, the smaller ones are always the most shocking for me. So definitely looking forward to that in just a month. I'm actually excited to meet some of these Power Rangers, man. I actually am.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've never met Walter. I don't think I've met Walter Jones.
Yeah, we met Walter and Austin at the Big Easy. Same one.
You know, I don't even remember it. I don't remember at all meeting Walter.
Yeah, no, I asked him, I said, man, when you coming back as Zach? He said, well, you know, I'm a union actor, so they gotta put up the cash or I'm out. Nah.
I mean, I can understand that. You know, nobody wants to work for free. Right. Well, nobody should work for free.
Definitely.
But yeah, that's going to be a great con, man. I would love to meet them. Love to meet Judith. Love to meet Michael. It's always the smallest cons that are surprising. Even the guests that you just named, it's like, okay, I actually have to meet pretty much every one of those people, you know?
Right.
And maybe you and Jason are Is it Jason?
Austin. Yeah. Austin. Yeah. Same difference.
Yeah. Maybe you and Austin can, like, you know, talk some more, man.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know. Maybe he'll recognize me even though I have a mask on. No. Maybe I'll walk up to him with it off and then like put it on. Be like, oh, okay. So keep you safe.
Oh yeah, so, I remember you. Yeah.
Like he sees my face when I'm walking up and I'm like,
oops. Trust me, it didn't work out with me and Chris Kirkpatrick on here. And he was like, I was like, hey, so we met each other, and he was like, uh-oh. but you know what's funny is when Matt and I went to Sweetstock, you know, Chris had just gotten out of his vehicle with some of his friends, and he passes and we're like, how's it going, man? And then he turned around and he's like, you guys, because we just had him on the show like 4 months before this, and he's like, how are you guys here, you know, like, but he recognized us, which is really, really cool. So maybe the same thing would happen to you. He'd be like, oh yeah, you're the guy I talked about, you know, whatever.
Taekwondo and, you know, getting hit with kendo sticks and talking Korean.
Yeah. Well, we're definitely looking forward to it, man. It's not that far away, which is really cool. So definitely check it out if you guys are in the Shreveport area. And we will be there, and we hope to see you guys there. And, you know, it's kind of hard though, man. Well, smaller cons a little easier to find people, but the bigger cons, we're all just spread out in different places. And, you know, so it's a little, cause I had friends, vendors message me and say, you never came to see us. And you never, you know, came talk to us. And I was like, I said, we were just everywhere, you know, just, you know, we're constantly moving, doing something. And I feel bad because, like, I was supposed to go see like 7 or 8 different other people that I didn't even get to even talk to, but we were talking on Instagram and Facebook and everything. There's a certain, there's also to end this, there's a certain group that helped me out Friday. I had forgotten my wallet at home, and I was like, oh, that's no problem. I'll just use my LA wallet and go to the bank. I went to the bank and they were like, we can't give you anything with LA wallet. And so I had reached out to this cosplaying group, but they're also, I believe, the photographers of the event. They happily loaned me a $20 bill, and I just sent them the Venmo. So shout out to them for helping me be able to park. Because I didn't want to have to go all the way back home, almost two hours from the location. So shout out to them. Really appreciate you guys. And all right, guys. So this is the Frickin' Frack Show, a podcast for the fans by the fans. Take it easy.